Unauthorized sharing of movies and music on the Internet is more popular than ever, despite the entertainment industry's claims to the contrary. A research company called Big Champagne says the number of people participating in peer-to-peer file sharing in the U.S. is up 19% in the last year. Users are moving away from older networks like Kazaa to newer programs. One of the fastest-growing is called BitTorrent, and some say it may actually hold the key to legal online distribution. Joel Rose of member station WHYY reports.
When you download a file on the Internet, it's usually a one-way street. Someone on the other end has the file you want. You ask for it, and it moves bit by bit from them to you. If a lot of people want the same file at the same time, it will take each of them longer to get it, explains software designer Bram Cohen.
If you have hundreds of people trying to download something and one person making it available, then that one person has to have the bandwidth for hundreds of people, which obviously can become a major problem.
So Cohen started working on a solution that uses both sides of the street. In 2001, he released the first version of the program he calls BitTorrent.
The basic calculation with BitTorrent is, hey, look, there's plenty of bandwidth out there. It's just not being used because most people, you know, they're online and they're not uploading, even when they're downloading. So there's lots of upload out there that just isn't being used.
BitTorrent works by breaking big files into many smaller files. Say you wanted to download the movie Night of the Living Dead, which, by the way, is in the public domain.
I'll interrupt to bring this to you. This is the latest disclosure in a report from National Civil Defense Headquarters in Washington. It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
First, one Internet user somewhere has to offer a copy of the movie. Say there are 99 other people out there who also want to get the 1968 classic. You all start to download, but you each get a different part. As soon as it arrives, your computer automatically starts uploading your bit for other people to download. Eventually, everyone gets all of the parts. It's called swarming, for obvious reasons. And all you need to put the puzzle together is a small program called a torrent file.
I want it to be that you can get 10,000 people all start downloading the exact same thing at the exact same time and the system doesn't melt.
In fact, Bram Cohen says instead of getting slower when more people use it, BitTorrent actually gets faster. And it would appear more people are using it, says Andrew Parker, chief technology officer for CacheLogic, a British consulting company that specializes in peer-to-peer or P2P file sharing. Parker thinks 25% to 30% of all traffic on the Internet is using BitTorrent software.
What we've seen in the last 6 months is a staggering growth in the degree of BitTorrent and a pretty steep decline in the levels of Kazaa. 60% to 80% of all consumer ISP traffic is P2P, and of that about 50% of it is BitTorrent.
BitTorrent is just a tool, software. It's not a file sharing service like Kazaa. BitTorrent does not provide content. It works best for large files, which means it's not very good for sharing individual songs. And unlike some file sharing software, when you use BitTorrent, you're easy to track down. For that reason, inventor Bram Cohen does not recommend using it to share copyrighted material.
I think it's not a good idea. BitTorrent is not anonymous at all. It's pretty easy to get found, and bad things could happen to you for doing it. And I don't do any of it myself.
But there are some people who are not following Cohen's advice. The popular Slovenia-based website Supernova offers torrent files for hundreds of copyrighted movies and TV shows, and that's attracted the attention of the Motion Picture Association of America. John Malcolm is head of the MPAA's worldwide anti-piracy efforts.
It's a very efficient system. It's the latest and greatest for transferring large files. Movie files are large files. BitTorrent, like other peer-to-peer systems, is massively abused by people to engage in copyright theft, and it's something that we're concerned about and studying.
The MPAA is not the only organization that's studying BitTorrent. The British Broadcasting Corporation is also interested. Ben Lavender is a senior technologist for the BBC. He thinks the steep rise in BitTorrent traffic shows there's an audience that's ready to get TV and movies from the Internet.
It is obviously showing that there is some consumer demand. Obviously, it's within a niche. It's bound to be a more towards your technical and early adopter type audience. But I think it is something for content owners and distributors to actually take note of and start to address the demand by actually providing legitimate services.
And he says that's exactly what the BBC is looking to develop. Lavender says the corporation has recently tested a swarming distribution system that works a lot like BitTorrent.
One of the things in which we're actually playing around with or trialing is to actually distribute programs using peer-to-peer technology. The actual technology itself is highly efficient, And if you're able to control the distribution by using things like digital rights management, then you can actually, you've got a very effective distribution model.
Specifically, the BBC wants to use swarming technology to deliver television shows to computers in Britain for up to 7 days after their first broadcast. Lavender says his online distribution system is still at least 18 months away. But already, some websites in the U.S. are using BitTorrent to share files with the consent of the copyright holder. Lawrence Lessig teaches law at Stanford University. He's also a vocal advocate for revising copyright law. Lessig is offering his 240-page book, Free Culture, as a free torrent file on the website LegalTorrents.com.
Using peer-to-peer architecture, you can spread content that otherwise you couldn't afford to spread. And there are many examples of legitimate legal content that's been made available in this context that otherwise would not have been able to be made available because the cost of distributing it would have just been too high.
BitTorrent has become a popular tool for fans of such rock bands as The Grateful Dead and Phish that encourage people to record live concerts and share those recordings with friends. Users of the open-source operating system Linux use BitTorrent to spread the latest versions, and at least one commercial entity, the software maker Linspire.com, is doing the same for its software. BitTorrent has also become a useful distribution tool for some independent filmmakers.
The danger of, well, lingering radiation is not really very serious. After an atomic air burst, the danger of radiation and falling debris is over within a minute and a half.
Panorama Ephemera is filmmaker Rick Prelinger's two-hour version of American History. It's edited together from newsreels and other archival footage. Prelinger says he's been able to distribute several thousand copies of the movie using BitTorrent. He says there's no way he could have done that if he had to pay for all the bandwidth it would take.
For people like us, it's really, really a great thing. I mean, it reminds me of when videotape first came out. Suddenly a lot of people who were independent makers had a real cheap way to distribute their work, and the studios freaked out.
After VCRs first came on the market in the 1970s, Hollywood studios lobbied Congress to make them illegal. Eventually, videocassette sales helped revive a flagging movie industry. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.